Hello, this is Father Ryan Furlong, Associate Pastor at St. Charles in Boardman, and we are back with you for our series of Why Do We? We celebrate, of course, the season of Advent, and our first two episodes dealt with a couple items of Advent in the Advent season, and our topic this week will be Why Do We Do Penance During the Advent Season? Now, penance may sound like an intimidating word, but really it's ways that we can prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord at Christmas. A time of longing, a time of expectation. It is also a time of where we examine our relationship with the Lord. We examine the times in our lives when we have turned away from God. And that is partly why we wear purple. We are mourning not only being separated from our Lord, but also our sinfulness. And we await the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. We await our salvation. And so penances could be simple practices that we celebrate to prepare ourselves for His coming. One of the big things during Advent, and especially Lent, is going to confession. Advent is a good time, as we await the expectation of our Lord, to go to confession, to confess our sins, and to renew and reinvigorate our relationship with Jesus Christ. Many churches, including St. Charles, will have penance services where a person could have extra time other than every Saturday to go to confession. Another thing we can do during Advent is to fast, to take one day during Advent or one day during the week where we give up something that we really enjoy, whether it's coffee or chocolate. Or we can also do something extra. We can go to one day during the week to daily Mass. We can go out of our way to do good deeds for another. Small, tiny sacrifices that we can do that strengthen our will and build up our hope and prepare us for the coming of Christ. These are all things that help us to grow in holiness. And so during Advent, we practice small penances. We do small deeds of sacrifice for the ultimate sacrifice that will be paid for us when our Lord Jesus is born and will go to His passion, death, and resurrection. Once again, I am Father Ryan Furlong, the Associate Pastor at St. Charles in Boardman. Remember to give thanks to the Lord always, for He is good.